Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, January 23rd, 2023. And we're on the phones. If you didn't hear in the first hour, I mentioned that we lost John in Tennessee over the weekend. And so the first segment of today's broadcast was kind of my eulogy to John. And I think that John will be greatly missed. But, like you said, Fred, to, you know, sort of put that in, to put it in proper biblical context, you were alluding to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18 reads, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words."
Yes, the only regret that I have about the Lord taking John in Tennessee is he could get the word out. No individual saves another. Only the Holy Spirit does that.
Amen.
But you have to plant the seed. That's our job.
Amen.
As God-fearing, faith-bearing Christians. And John could be a big help to a lot of people. That I regret in his passing. That's what bothers me the most. But I love John, and I've told him that, and he knows that. Well, I've got something later on, and it's going to take me a week or two to get it all out. But thank you, and have a good day, and bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, as always. And yeah, it's kind of a solemn day, I would say. So we shall carry on as best we can, and I suppose get back to the business that we usually conduct on this broadcast and this network. I haven't even had a chance to look today at the headlines at RBN. And one of the things that I don't know, do from time to time and have thought about doing regularly is, you know, this day in history, basically. And so, you know, the Jacinda Ardern story is big news. You know, she announcing her sudden resignation as Prime Minister of New Zealand and leader of the New Zealand Labour Party, which is, you know, the Labour Party is interesting. I mean, these things that to me are, it's the Streisand effect in full effect. What do you mean? Well, let's see. The Streisand effect, can I find that on Wikipedia quickly? By the way, what is going on over at Wikipedia? Very strange. I don't like what they've done. The Streisand effect is the way attempts to hide, remove, or censor information can lead to the unintended consequence of increasing awareness of that information. Named after American singer and actress Barbara Streisand, whose attempt to suppress the California Coastal Records Project's photograph of her clifftop residence in Malibu, taken to document California coastal erosion, inadvertently drew greater attention to the photograph in 2003. So that's the Streisand effect. Naming it the Labour Party, you know, especially at this point, to me just screams Marxism, screams socialism. And, you know, that makes me think of a broader point. So, note to self. You know, just in simple terms, not to be controversial, and you know, maybe, you know, some might say today, especially, you know, as I've honored the passing of John in Tennessee, who I would say is, you know, I mean, when we walk, I read Oswald Chambers' entry in my Utmost for His Highest, today's entry. The point, you know, when you look at the life of Christ on earth, it is a model of humility. I mean, that's an understatement. That's, you know, the monumental understatement of all time. And you read further. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, you read these things and it's so easy, I think, to gloss over and just breeze past certain things. But the message to the church at Laodicea, which I think is a message that America probably should, you know, if there's anything that we're writing on our mirrors these days to, you know, and that's an interesting concept. There's what Mike said. There's, you know, the scrying mirror conversation and all of that, divining certain things. If we're writing anything on the mirror, perhaps it should be Revelation 14 through 22 in America, the message to Laodicea. But Jesus says in verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." That is a crazy concept, I think, to get your mind around. Just, I mean, the, you know, the great I am, creator of heaven and earth, the word, you know, the I am that I am, he stands at the door and knocks. That's incredible. Something to try to get your mind around. Anyway, you know, it's a humble walk. And I think that John in Tennessee exemplified that. That kind of Christ-like humility in many ways. So, the Jacinda Ardern thing, you know, to sort of get back into the flow of things that we usually do, the Jacinda Ardern story is big news. And so apparently, you know, I talked about this a little bit on Friday. I think it was Friday, right? And just the insanity of this Ardern thing. The contradictions in her own short press conference, and how everybody was watching this story, you know, doing the explainer. I know there will be much discussion in the aftermath of this decision. The only interesting angle that you will find is that politicians are human. And there were a number of posts on YouTube, I saw a few, where people said, really, human? Because, what, you know, what's his name, for example? Hold on, I'll find it. Richard Vobes. He did a post titled, Human? I don't think so. And he talked about this issue, and he, you know, he's cheeky in what he does. But, you know, she said the only interesting angle is that you will find politicians are, the way that she said it, the only interesting angle that you will find is that politicians are human. We give all that we can for as long as we can. Then it's time, and for me it's time, she said. Well, I thought you were the youngest, most energetic, hot to trot. So you're out of gas, you're saying. But then on the other hand, she says that all I know is that whatever I do, I will try to find ways to keep working for New Zealand. Why would you do that if you're out of gas? You're out of gas. You're hanging it up. Giving all you can as long as you can. It's time, i.e. to hang it up, but you're going to... Something more to the story, obviously, is kind of the point. So anyway, Richard Vobes did a video about his daughter being in New Zealand and being forced, essentially, to get vaccinated. And, you know, he is alluding to the fact that she may have catastrophic health consequences. And we keep seeing stories that, you know, we're apparently not supposed to talk about folks, something, you know, they get the mRNA thing in particular, and the other stuff I think is just as bad. Who knows what's in what? I think it's full tilt, you know, Nazi eugenics, which was, you know, is just a way to contextualize it, but was, you know, if you read Edwin Black, obviously you understand that that wasn't, to call it Nazi eugenics is somewhat disingenuous because it was exported and then re-imported to somewhere or other, right? I mean, international industrialists, very, very wealthy folks who were getting together at their little clubs and what was the post that I wrote about that? I forget the title of that. That was a few years ago, right? Was that before COVID? I think so. There's the one with the funnel that I mentioned that I'd written down. I called it COVID 1939, May 13, 2020. It's not that one. Yeah, it was right before that, wasn't it? Or was it the year before? I want to say it was that January. Here's one. Who Decides was the post March 25, 2020. And, you know, speaking of eugenics, Designer Genes, Fashioning Our Biological Future, a program of the 2014 World Science Festival, part of Big Ideas series made possible with support from the John Templeton Foundation. And featuring the photo from the mid-20th century, early 20th century eugenics stuff. Unfit human traits such as feeble-mindedness, epilepsy, criminality, insanity, alcoholism, pauperism, and many others. The Bible just calls this stuff sin. A lot of it. Not all of it, but much of it. No, it's what Sigmund Freud calls, you know, other things. If all marriages were eugenic, we could breed out most of the unfitness in three generations. Well, I'm glad we don't have that to worry about anymore. Oh, wait. Francis Fukuyama, Our Post-Human Future. What is it, page 80-something? 87, I want to say. Chapter 6, Why We Should Worry. He gives two reasons, but they're not what you and I would presume. So chapter 5 is titled Genetic Engineering. He opens with a quote from Friedrich Nietzsche, thus spoke Zarathustra. All beings so far have created something beyond themselves, and do you want to be the ebb of this great flood of and even go back to the beasts rather than overcome man? What is the ape to man? A laughingstock or a painful embarrassment? A man shall be just that for the overman. A laughingstock or a painful embarrassment. You have made your way from worm to man. And much in you is still worm. Once you were apes, and even now too, man is more ape than any ape. So that's how that's how Fukuyama opens chapter 5 of Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution, chapter titled Genetic Engineering. So just as a side note, I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but this is obviously a counterfeiting of Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 in the King James, What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? What is man? And so Nietzsche is saying, turning that sort of upside down. And, you know, this Übermensch concept being God, which is Genesis chapter 3, revisited, right? You shall not surely die. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And that's what these guys have been after. Again, that's the Western esoteric current, the unbroken red thread from at least 2,500 years ago, longer actually. Anyway, chapter 6, is there time? Nope. I will mention it when we come back, though. Stick around. More right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful. Wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
And I want you to know.
So one of the groups that I was thinking about is the, and that I was referring to, is the Race Betterment Foundation. A couple of posts, maybe three, that sort of all go together 3 years ago now, 2020. It was like, you know, a generation ago, many, you know, at least decades ago, there was the January 5 Happy New Year post that featured the equal rights envoys of the National Women's Party, 1927. And, of course, we know that the Rockefeller family has admitted to being very prominent, influential supporters and backers of women's suffrage. Why? Well, to break down the family unit and to double the taxable wage base. So it's been very effective in that fashion. And I have mentioned many times, by the way, speaking of that, there's a video that Patrick Bet-David did about this, and I think that I want to play it. Fatherlessness in America. And this is something that folks have been talking about. You know, Candace Owens has been very outspoken, and many others. Fathers. You know, remember that speech that Denzel gave? That was interesting. Where are the fathers? And he's made that a recurrent theme in some of the movies that he's done. Benjamin Franklin, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. So if you want to cripple and hamstring and sort of deconstruct or, you know, destroy a society in controlled demolition sort of fashion, what if you could get a hold of certain institutions that the probabilist would say would encourage fatherlessness in homes and promote civil unrest? Oh, wait. I'm talking about the Clotilde Piven strategy. Isn't that what I'm talking about? Which is, you know, Richard Clotilde was very influential in strain theory. What is strain theory? And this is all on Wikipedia. Strain theory of criminal behavior. Wikipedia. In sociology and criminology, strain theory states that social structures within society may pressure citizens to commit crime. Ooh. Following on the work of Emile Durkheim, strain theories have been advanced by Robert King Merton, Albert Cohen, Richard Clotilde, et cetera, et cetera. Richard Clotilde. Mr. Clotilde Piven strategy, Richard Clotilde, Francis Fox Piven. You know, what if we could overwhelm the system and crash it? Everybody who's available or everybody who's eligible for, you know, benefits, quote unquote, we should have them all apply and we'll send a message to Washington. We'll crash the system. What could possibly go wrong? You cripple people, you create mass social unrest when you do something like that. And encouraging people to do that, you know, because the end justifies the means is an evil thing. You conscript people to evil in the process. And, you know, it's ridiculous to listen to entitled folks like Richard Clotilde and Francis Fox Piven advocate anything for, you know, the underprivileged or the less fortunate or the disenfranchised. It's ridiculous. It's like listening to Joe Biden, a pasty old white dude, pandering to black folks in places like Ebenezer Baptist Church. It's utterly absurd. It's insulting. You know, the office of president should be respected in America. But in all other cases, you know, you ought to get thrown out of a place like that for doing things like that. It's just absurd. It's so insulting to everyone and unfortunate. I think it's humiliating, personally, for all of us, as Americans in general. But to listen to these folks who have no, you know, perceivable connection to those about whom they presume to speak or to, it's just ridiculous. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back. All right, so let's get on point here, and let's race to the finish line, across the finish line. Speaking of races, different kinds of races. John Harvey Kellogg, the Race Betterment Foundation, the racial hygiene nonsense, eugenics nonsense. The irony is that, you know, the message was, hey, if all marriages were eugenic, we could breed out most of this unfitness in 3 generations. And we were getting a very Nazi message here in America. You know, we had a very Hitler youth kind of thing going on 100 years ago in America. And again, if you are not familiar and you labor under the delusion that, you know, we have always been the good guys and this and that. This is not to sound unpatriotic or anything like that. This is just to sort of say we need to clear the air, be honest about these things, so that the, you know, it's the to reverse the Orwellian idea that who controls the present controls the past, who controls the past controls the future. So we take back the reality of the past so that it informs our discretion going forward. And we don't repeat the same mistakes, thinking, being beguiled as, you know, previous generations have been. And anyway, without getting sidetracked, I want to play a clip here in a second. The point really is, you know, we were told, hey, we know how these things work. We can breed all this stuff out. I mean, what I was going to say real quick is, if you're not familiar, just look up Pledge of Allegiance on Wikipedia. Let's see if it still shows. The Bellamy Salute. Picture of the Bellamy Salute. Is it still there? Way down. Yep. Salute. Bellamy Salute. What are those kids doing in 1941? That's weird. The Bellamy Salute. Francis Bellamy's cousin was Edward Bellamy, Fabian Socialist, right? So we heard, hey, we could solve all these. We know how this stuff works. Genetically, 100 years ago, we were already hearing, yeah, we know how this stuff works. Probably won't have time to get back to Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future. Maybe I will. How is this, you know, this is how this worked. We could breed this out. Now, the irony is the same time that we're getting the UN that says we need this body so that we can end all wars, we'll have peace. We've had nothing but conflict and more wars, as people like Muammar Gaddafi pointed out in his September 23rd, 2009, what I call 9/11 truth speech, UN General Assembly address, supposed to speak for 10 or 15 minutes, spoke for more than 100 minutes. I believe that's the one that sort of sealed his fate. We came, we saw, cackle, cackle, cackle. Why do we have more war? And also, if we know how this works, if we've known for at least 100 years how this stuff works, why are we getting more of it? Why more crime? Why the highest incarceration rate per capita of the entire world? What's happening? It's almost as if, you know, if I didn't know better, I would say it's almost as if this is happening intentionally, somehow by design. Anyway, Patrick Bet-David on the fatherless crisis in America. Go ahead, please.
I have some disturbing stats I want to share with you about fatherless homes. And by the way, some of the stats, you know, I've seen this before. I'm going to tell you, when you read some of these stats, you're going to sit there and say, that is insane. By the way, these stats are from 2021 of the impact a father makes in a child upbringing, both a girl and a boy. Like I said, disturbing, but you will be shell-shocked with the stats. If you get value from the video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. Let me get right into it. The U.S. has the highest rate of children living in a single-parent household of any nation in the world. About 80% of single-parent homes are led by single mothers, at a rate of 23% of children living with one parent and no other adult. The United States stands over three times the world average of 7% of children raised by one parent. For reference, the number stands at 3% in China, 4% in India. This is not an area we want to be competing with other countries, by the way. If there is a statistic to not be competing in, this is one of the statistics. China's at 3, India's at 4, the world's at 7. We're at 23% in America. Zero bragging rights. This is the stat everybody wants to hide. And this is the stats where the side effects of this, we ain't going to see for 2 decades or 3 decades or longer. Takes a while to see the side effects. Let me continue. Even for children with a father present in the home, the average school-age boy only spends about 30 minutes per week with one-on-one conversations with his father. For comparison, the same boy, on average, will spend about 44 hours a week watching television, playing video games, and surfing the internet. In our house, there is no video games throughout the week. It's on the weekends. After you read 150 pages throughout the week, then you have the right to play video games for an hour or two on the weekend, and that's what you have to earn. You have to move your body, you have to exercise. There's certain things you need to do to get to that point. That's our household. But the stat tells you 44 hours a week of watching TV, playing video games, and surfing the internet. Let me continue. 90% of all homeless and runaway children, 63% of teen suicides, 85% of children and teens with behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. Let me read that stat to you one more time. 90% of all homeless and runaway children, 63% of all teen suicide, 85% of children and teen with behavioral disorder come from fatherless homes. That is a very, very big number. Next, fatherlessness likewise has a direct link to teen pregnancy and sexual activity. Roughly 70% of teenage pregnancies come from women raised in a fatherless home. 70% of teenage pregnancies comes from fatherless homes. 70%. That's a big number. And these same women have significantly higher abortion rates than women raised by both a father and a mother. On the whole, fatherless kids are 20 times more likely to be incarcerated and 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior than children from two-parent household. 20 times more, okay? 20 times more. If a man and a wife raise a child, they're less likely to end up in jail, but they have the same chances as children raised by just their father. You may already be blown away by the stats before, so maybe come back and let me read this to you and brace for impact if you missed it. Let me read it one more time. Listen, just stay with me. Don't get distracted. Stay with me. Listen, if a man and a wife raise a child, they're less likely to end up in jail, but they have the same chance as children raised by just their fathers. The husband and wife raise their kid. The chance of this kid going to jail is the same as just the father raising his kids. The problem is the single mother without a father in the picture that can sit there and discipline the kids, give them hope, values, principles, all the other stuff. We play different roles. This is statistic. If somebody's watching and saying, oh my God, you're discounting women, you're discounting mothers, go get upset at the stats, not at me. This is stats. You can't get upset at 3 times 3 is 9. That's stats. I'm giving you stats that's being given to us by the government because they have access to these stats. This is disturbing. Let me continue. Girls with no fathers have lower self-esteem. We can lower crime, lower mental issues, help the economy, lower suicide rates, and decrease homelessness by bringing back the family nucleus. There are things that my wife can do as a mother that I can't do. There's things she can bring that I can't bring. But there are things I can do that she can't do. So now you may say, well, Pat, I agree. I do agree. We can lower this. But then how come it's not happening? And here's the other question. Who's to blame? Who do we blame with this? Now, you may be listening to this saying, well, it's got to be the husband and wife's fault. It's got to be the man and the woman's fault. Fine. How come it's not the same ratios around the world? Why is U.S. fatherlessness at 23%? Everywhere else is 7% average. So is it really the mom and dad? So how about the mom and dad in India? How about the mom and dad in China? How about the mom and dad in Germany? How about the mom and dad in Brazil? How about the mom and dad in other places? Why are we at 23%? How did this happen? Was it like this before? Is it an evolution? Is it mainstream media? Is it Hollywood? Is it the fact that parents are afraid of parenting because everybody is so much involved? You can't do that to your kid. You can't do this to your kid. You can't discipline your kid like that. Whose fault is it? It's someone's fault. Is it the fact that, hey, you know, we can't really bring church and schools and pray and all this stuff? I don't know. Maybe that's not something you agree with. Maybe it is. Maybe we need those values and principles. But it's somebody's fault in America that this is happening. This is purely a systemic issue that we're having. This cannot be like in, it's really the community, it's the parents, it's the culture, it's all this other stuff. No, standards are standards. We're sitting there not educating. Ah, it's not a big deal. Go ahead and do that. Ah, it's not a big deal. Go ahead and do that. Ah, it's not a big deal. Go ahead and do that. Now, standards have dropped and the numbers are showing. If we judged a country based on how many kids are being raised by fatherless homes that's producing crimes at the levels that we're getting, sex during teenage pregnancy, abortion, suicide, incarceration, maybe we ought to look at this. Maybe this is very important. Maybe our educational system sucks. Maybe. Kids spend more time around teachers than they do around their parents. Maybe. Who do we blame? The responsibility has to lie on the nation. Maybe we're either too much involved, or we're not selling. Take your time to get married. Take your time before you have sex with someone. Take your time before you get pregnant. Take your time before you have a baby. Protect yourself. Stay home. Do not just go out there and have unprotected sex. Maybe we're not talking about this kind of stuff. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. The stats says we're not selling it in the right way, and we're paying a price for it. If you're in a community that crime is high, hello, you're feeling it. That's the stats. So the next time you see a father that takes their job as a father seriously, you can actually say, you know how we see somebody in military uniform? Guess what you say? Hey, thank you for your service. What do you mean? Hey, man, stats, 23% fatherlessness. And you're there with your kids. Thank you for your service. Being a father is tough. Good for you guys, husband and wife, trying to make this work. Marriage is tough. Salute. You make my life better and safer by raising good kids. Salute to you. Maybe we ought to give those awards. Maybe we need to kind of recognize Father of the Year award, a bigger deal. Man, if I ran a state or a country, we would be recognizing certain behavior and turning great fathers and mothers into heroes. Into heroes. Because God knows their job is hard. Very hard. Not, you know, making their job harder. Not recognizing the guys that are doing a good job. Just kind of winging it, which is the way we're doing it right now. Stats don't favor us. We got some work to do. This is an area. Well, I will very comfortably say America's got a lot of work to do. We've stepped away from values and principles, and we're kind of winging it. Anyways, no one masters parenting, and none of us know if we're going to be great parents or not for about 40 years until our kids are 40 years old. By the time you know you're a great parent, you're probably not alive because your grandkids will validate that you were a good parent. So you're never going to know whether you were a grandparent or not. But I made a video from all the different things I've learned and what I apply in my life about parenting called How to Raise Successful Kids. If you've never seen it, click here to watch that video. Shout out to those of you guys that take your job as a father very seriously. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
There you go. That's the hard reality. And again, if the eugenicists have told us for 100 years, hey, we know how this stuff works. And the sociologists have known for longer than that. You know, you go back to the mid-19th century and the Lebons and Trotters and Vunts and, you know, all these guys were telling us, we know how this works. Then how is this happening? And again, we're going to back up a little bit and play that excerpt there in the, you know, toward the beginning. 20 times more likely. The United States, you know, we have these rose-colored glasses. Where did those come from? How did that happen? Meanwhile, you know, there was that disturbing thing that happened. Did you hear about the deal? What's his name? Kenan Darnell Anderson? I mean, it's all disturbing. From the LAPD explainer video, Pacific Area ICD 1-3-2023, to, you know, everything else about this. I mean, it's weird. There's something not right about this. And anyway, not to get too far afield, there's something terribly wrong going on in America when we have the highest incarceration rate per capita of any country in the world. More than communist China, more than Russia. Well, you know, no, there's something desperately wrong. Anyway, 20 times more likely to be incarcerated. This clip, go ahead, please.
Pregnancy and sexual activity. Roughly 70% of teenage pregnancies come from women raised in a fatherless home. 70% of teenage pregnancies comes from fatherless homes. 70%. That's a big number. And these same women have significantly higher abortion rates than women raised by both a father and a mother. On the whole, fatherless kids are 20 times more likely to be incarcerated and 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior than children from two-parent household. 20 times more, okay? 20 times more. If a man and a wife raise a child, they're less likely to end up in jail, but they have the same chances as children raised by just their father.
So you have folks like Candace Owens explaining, and Thomas Sowell and others explaining that the welfare state encourages this kind of stuff. So from the mid-20th century, let's say, welfare programs that say, hey, mom, you want a guarantee? We need to make sure there's not a man in the house. Because if there's a man in the house, then you can, you know, obviously means you can provide for the kids this way. What do you suppose that encouraged? Fatherless homes. And I think we're paying the price. I think Patrick Bet David is right. We're seeing the consequences of that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-alighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's welcome back. Benjamin Franklin, only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. What if you want to be their masters? What might you, you know, what? And if you operate with the long game in view, 20 years is, you know, 10 minutes to most people. 50 years, sure, a couple of generations. 100 years, sure. That's just incomprehensible for most people. But what if you operate like that? Here's what Denzel said about the father stuff. Go ahead, please.
You know, incarceration rates in America has been a problem, especially as opposed to minorities. And Roman delves into this, the issues around the legal system. Do you think we've made any headway in the legal
system? I think it's more important to make headway in our own house. By the time the system comes into play, the damage is done. They're not locking up seven-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Chicago a couple of four weeks ago, and we saw these little kids on bikes with masks on the side of their head, like five or six of them. And the driver said, yeah, they're little yummies. I said, who? He said, little yummies. Look up. Google Lil Yummy. Mm. Lil Yummy was an 11-year-old murderer.
Wow.
And you look at his picture, you'll see the headshot of him, and he's like this. And he got murdered at 11 by a 14-year-old.
Wow.
Who's doing life now, and a 16-year-old.
That makes no sense.
You blame the system? Where was his father? Yeah. It starts in the house. It starts in the home. And yeah, well, my father got locked up. Well, where was his father?
Yeah.
You know, like I did talk about my three closest friends, and they did, you know, 15 to 25. One did 28, this and that. I was the only one of the three that had a father in my life, even though my parents were together. But I still had a father who was a gentle man and a good example, yeah. And they didn't. We can blame the system if we want, but they didn't lock any of us up at seven.
Yeah.
We were all doing enough to get locked up at 13. My parents sent me in another direction. They didn't have anybody to help them, and they kept doing what they was doing, and the system got them. So I don't. The system is rigged, but why? All the more reason not to help it.
Speaking of fatherhood, Olivia, Malcolm, JD, all doing great things, and JD is
there
now working with Spike Lee. Right.
So, you know, I think that pretty much says it all. I think we said it all in those two clips right there. I mean, we could do a lot to change America and the trajectory. It's going to take time, though. Patrick Bet-David is right. We won't know for 40 years. And by then, you know, if you're listening to Klaus Schwab and the Davos set, they're saying it's all over but the crying, and, you know, we're all going to have brain implants, and, you know, cell phones will go away by 2030. These are perilous times. Make no mistake about it. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Tom, I'm sorry we missed you. Folks, I hope it was informative and edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.